This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Eminent economist John Maynard Keynes once wrote that the difficulty lies not in the new ideas, but in escaping from the old ones. In order to prevent the economic damage of more than $1 billion in new tariffs by Canada and Mexico, which the World Trade Organization authorized just this week, we need Congress to escape from the old idea of country of origin labeling on beef, pork, and poultry products. When the current country of origin labeling law was enacted, Farm Bureau supported it. In fact, we still support USDA's efforts to implement it in a manner that allows us to meet our international commitments. With respect to beef, pork, and poultry, however, it has become clear that that is not possible. The World Trade Organization consistently has found that provisions of the law are at odds with our trade commitments. As a result, we have reached a point where retaliatory tariffs by Canada and Mexico are inevitable unless Congress repeals the existing country of origin labeling requirement for beef, pork, and poultry, while maintaining country of origin labeling for other commodities. Now that Canada and Mexico have the green light on retaliatory tariffs, this has become an urgent matter. Unless Congress acts soon, we'll be talking about trying to minimize the economic damage rather than preventing it. It will be farmers and ranchers who bear the burden of those tariffs, tariffs that will make our agricultural exports more costly and less competitive in our second and third largest agricultural export markets. So it is time to escape from this old idea. We tried it. It didn't work. Let's move on. An end-of-year omnibus spending bill appears to be the legislative vehicle for language to repeal provisions of the current country of origin labeling law. Farm Bureau members are encouraged to contact their members of Congress and urge them to take action. We should not try to maintain something that isn't working, especially when doing so risks costly, disruptive retaliation from two of our best trading partners. Tuesday's announcement of a health-enhanced pig able to resist porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus is a critical scientific breakthrough in hog farmers' battles against the disease and is a real game changer for the pork industry, according to AFBF President Bob Stallman. PRRSV is an incurable viral disease that causes reproductive failure in sows, reduces growth of young pigs, and causes premature death in piglets. It also annually causes an estimated $664 million in lost productivity. Animal genetics company Genus developed PRRSV-resistant pigs in collaboration with the University of Missouri. Using precise gene editing, scientists bred pigs that do not produce a specific protein necessary for the virus to spread in the animals. They are expected to be available to farmers in about 5 years. The House recently passed the Every Student Succeeds Act conference report on a 359-64 vote. The ESSA would replace the No Child Left Behind Act and provide a four-year authorization of the law. The Senate is expected to pass the conference report next week, and the President has announced he will sign the bill into law. AFBF did not take a position on the bill, but AFBF policy supports repealing the No Child Left Behind Act. Tara Yoder of Knox County was named the Young Leader Discussion Meet winner at the annual meeting of the Illinois Farm Bureau in Chicago on December 5th through 8th. In addition to receiving a trophy, Yoder will receive 2 months of use or 100 hours of a Massey Ferguson tractor, compliments of AGCO, and $2,500 cash from the Illinois Farm Bureau. She also will receive expense-paid trips to the 2016 American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Meeting, the 2016 GrowMark Annual Meeting, courtesy of GrowMark, the 2016 American Farm Bureau Federation Young Farmer and Rancher Conference, and the 2016 Illinois Farm Bureau State Young Leader Conference. Yoder, who is in her final year of eligibility for the IFB Young Leader Discussion Meet, encouraged other young farmers to get involved early so they get a taste of the activities and how the discussion meet works. The IFB Discussion Meet judges contestants' ability to manage a small group discussion. Each contestant gives an opening statement. Participants exchange facts and insights on predetermined topic. Judges award points based on how well participants work with one another, how well they express themselves, and on their knowledge of the topic. Topics for the 2015 discussion meet included a discussion on how Farm Bureau should protect and encourage producers' ability to use new technology and how the organization can work with government and the public to ensure public acceptance while encouraging innovations. Whether Farm Bureau should draft policy to protect livestock producers from false accusations regarding animal welfare, how to balance agriculture's water needs with maintaining vibrant communities, and how historical water rights influence the discussion. How Farm Bureau could get the public to support right to farm laws, and if those laws should be determined on the state or federal level, and how young farmers can influence state and local policy that more effectively balances the social and economic interests of farmers and ranchers versus burdensome federal regulation. 24 district winners vied for the title of state winner during the IFB annual meeting. Yoder says she's looking forward to representing Illinois in the National Young Farmer and Rancher Discussion Meet at the AFBF annual meeting in January. Illinois Farm Bureau promotes and sponsors the discussion meet with the goals of developing young people's leadership and communication skills on behalf of agriculture and of working together and reaching consensus on how to deal with current issues in agriculture. David Fisher and Wendell Schauman have been named recipients of the 2015 Illinois Farm Bureau Eagle Award for Excellence. The award was presented during the Illinois Farm Bureau's annual meeting. Fisher, from Trenton, Illinois, works as an independent dairy consultant. Previously, he served as a dairy specialist for the University of Illinois Extension. Fisher continues to serve as a 4-H leader and coaches successful youth dairy judging and dairy quiz bowl programs for Illinois 4-H members. While an Extension dairy specialist, Fisher was instrumental in starting the Superior Young Producer Scholarships, which were first awarded at the Illinois State Fair in 1996, and the Youth Quality Assurance and Ethics Training Program for youth exhibiting livestock at county fairs and the Illinois State Fair. Since his retirement, Fisher has continued his involvement with the Illinois Milk Producers Association, coordinating dairy technology tours for Illinois dairy farmers, and continues to support youth and college student involvement in dairy programs. Fisher received a Bachelor of Science degree in Animal Industries and Dairy from Southern Illinois University and a Master of Science in Environmental Studies from Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. Fisher and his wife Bonnie have two married sons and are proud grandparents. Schauman from Kirkwood, Illinois, is a full-time farmer. Previously, Schauman worked as a corn breeder for Funk Seeds International and managed the Midwest Territory. Schauman has served as a District 8 Director on the Illinois Farm Bureau Board, as well as on the Illinois Soybean Association Board, the Warren County Farm Bureau Board, and the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. Schauman also serves on the United States Department of Agriculture Plant Variety Protection Board, National Corn Growers Association Research Committee, and the U.S. Grains Council. Schauman graduated from Monmouth College and earned both a master's degree and a Ph.D. in genetics from the University of Nebraska. He and his wife, Janet, have 3 children and 6 grandchildren. Through the IFB Eagle Award for Excellence, Illinois Farm Bureau recognizes an individual or organization for excellence on issues or programs important to Farm Bureau and to agriculture on a statewide and/or national basis. Illinois Farm Bureau delegates re-elected President Richard Giebert Jr. and Vice President David Erickson at the organization's annual meeting. Richard Giebert of Ellis Grove was elected to a 2-year term as Illinois Farm Bureau President. Giebert has served as IFB President for the past 2 years and previously served as Vice President of Illinois Farm Bureau from 2003 to 2013. He also previously served as President of the Randolph County Farm Bureau. Giebert has a bachelor's degree in agriculture education with a minor in animal science from Southern Illinois University. Giebert, his wife Nancy, and their son Kyle operate a corn, soybean, and wheat farm in Randolph County. David Erickson of Altona, Illinois, was elected to a 2-year term as Illinois Farm Bureau Vice President. Erickson has served as Illinois Farm Bureau Vice President for the past 2 years and previously served as Illinois Soybean Association President, American Soybean Association President, and the Knox County Farm Bureau President. Erickson is a graduate of Western Illinois University with a bachelor's degree in agriculture education. Erickson is an active member of the Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Altona. He and his wife Nancy operate a corn and soybean farm that specializes in using no-till practices and site-specific technology. They have 1 son, Adam. 4 new members were elected to the Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors at the organization's annual meeting. Michelle Avang of McHenry County was elected to a 2-year term to represent District 1, which encompasses McHenry, Lake, DeKalb, and Kane counties. Avang and her husband Gary raise corn, soybeans, wheat, and hay, as well as beef cattle. Avang is currently serving as McHenry County Farm Bureau President and has served on the Illinois Farm Bureau Resolutions and Policy Review Committees, as well as an Activator Trustee, Illinois Farm Families Volunteer, and has attended an Illinois Farm Bureau Leaders to Washington trip. Avang also serves as Village of Greenwood Trustee and is currently a McHenry County Board Member. She also is a member of the Illinois Soybean Association. Avang and her husband have one son, Grant. Jeff Kerwin of Mercer County was elected to a two-year term to represent District 3, which encompasses Whiteside, Rock Island, Mercer, and Henry counties. Kerwin and his wife Teresa raise corn and soybeans. Kerwin has served as the Mercer County Farm Bureau President and Secretary and is an Agriculture Leaders of Tomorrow program graduate. He also has served on Illinois Farm Bureau Strength with Advisory Teams and has attended an IFB Market Study Tour on Infrastructure and Marketers and Leaders to Washington trips. Kerwin also serves on Representative Sherry Bustos' Agriculture Advisory Committee, is an Illinois Corn Growers Association member, and is a past township trustee. Kerwin is a member of the Calvary Lutheran Church in New Windsor. He and his wife have three children, Ashley, Katie, and Christina. Tamara D. Halterman of Grundy County was elected to a two-year term to represent District 5, which encompasses Cook, DuPage, Kendall, Will, and Grundy counties. Halterman and her husband, Kevin, together with their sons Samuel and Lucas, raise corn and soybeans, as well as Murray Gray and Highland cattle. Halterman has served as Grundy County Farm Bureau Secretary, as well as Chair of the Grundy County Farm Bureau Foundation and Co-Chair of the Grundy County Farm Bureau Ladies Committee. Halterman is currently serving as President of the Maison Verona Kinsman Ambulance Board and has served as President of the Maison Verona Kinsman Parents Club. Halterman also is a member of the Illinois Corn Growers Association and American Murray Gray Association. Halterman is a member of the Dwight United Methodist Church. Troy Uphoff of Shelby County was elected to a two-year term to represent District 11, which encompasses DeWitt, Macon, Payette, Moultrie, Christian, and Shelby counties. Uphoff and his parents, Tony and Deanna, operate a grain and livestock farm. Uphoff has previously served on the Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors representing District 11. While on the board, he served on the Gardner Chair Policy Advisory Committee and on the board for Country Financial. Uphoff also is a graduate of the Illinois Ag Leadership Program. Uphoff currently serves as chair of Representative John Shimkus' Agriculture Advisory Committee and was recognized as Shelby County Pork Producer of the Year. Uphoff is a member of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Strasburg. The Illinois Farm Bureau is a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation, a national organization of farmers and ranchers. Founded in 1916, Illinois Farm Bureau is a nonprofit membership organization directed by farmers who join through their county farm bureau. IFB has a total membership of more than 400,000 and a voting membership of more than 82,000. Illinois Farm Bureau represents 3 out of 4 Illinois farmers. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.